Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. There's a really unique contrast presented today between the first lesson, or the reading, the epistle reading, and the gospel that I wanted to bring your attention to. In the gospel, we see the good shepherd, Jesus, who leaves the 99 in search of the wandering sheep. He finds him, and he brings him home. Seems almost immediate. But in Paul's letter to Timothy, Paul emphasizes God's patience for the rebellious sinner. God's action is far from immediate. But there is a central truth we find in both of those readings, which Paul states so well when he says, Jesus came to save sinners. God is always hunting us down like lost sheep. And in other circumstances, he is being patient and loving, waiting for the sinner to be moved by the Holy Spirit to turn to him. This second part is really what I'd like to explore this morning under the theme, The Patient Shepherd. There's a movie that came out a few years ago. It's called A Beautiful Boy. Maybe some of you have seen it. Nick Sheff is a young person with an addiction to methamphetamines. His father, David Sheff, tries everything he can to help his son break the addiction, to help his son have a healthy life with positive relationships. At times, it works. And other times he backslides and goes back to rehab. His father was warned that this might happen. Relapse is just a part of recovery, the counselors would tell them. Nick surfaces again and goes to an accountability group. He gets a sponsor, but then he reconnects with an old girlfriend and starts reusing. And over, there are patterns of addiction and sobriety. About three quarters of the way through the movie, we see David, the father, becoming very weary. He finally offers Nick some tough love. He tells him he's done everything that he can. He just can't do anything more. He tells Nick he loves him and he'll help him find treatment, but he can't do sobriety for him. Nick has to decide that he wants it. Throughout the movie, the father maintains an uncharacteristic evenness. He does everything he can think of to help his son. He studies neurology to see how the brain reacts to addiction. He seeks out expensive programs to be able to offer his son some hope. He does get angry at times. He grieves. He feels helpless. But he also displays unconditional love for his son and patience throughout the process. He is gentle and persistent, even as he moves through his own fluctuating emotions. He demonstrates godly patience when some would just want to give up. In the movie, tactics that aren't helpful include interrogating Nick as to why he has chosen drugs and shaming him for hurting himself and his family. Those kinds of comments push Nick away, making him feel worthless, and the addiction just one more thing that makes him feel repulsive and lost. In fact, at one point in the movie, David discovers Nick's journals. They feature elaborate drawings and disconnected sentences that reveal the dark thoughts and the demeaning attitudes Nick has for himself. Nick is profoundly hurt. It becomes clear that although Nick's addiction is part of the problem, It is also part of how Nick has learned to cope with his feelings. He is clearly self-medicating and telling him how much his pain is a burden for everyone else has done very little to change his self-perception or his self-medication with drugs. When David sees the journal, he understands his son's behavior better. When we have empathy to see what another person is feeling, we realize we cannot blame them or judge them harshly for the coping mechanisms that they've developed throughout life to deal with their problems. We can only help them to find more healthy mechanisms. Because, as Christ would say, we don't throw people away. The scripture today indicates that the author to the letter of Timothy, no stranger to us, was not always a believer. He was not always kind. In fact, he used to be violent and an opponent to the movement of Christ's followers. But he has changed. Listen carefully. Christ met him where he was, offered him mercy and grace, and was patient with him through his change. And now the Apostle Paul endeavors to be an example of mercy, grace, and patience that Christ showed him. He wants to show those same qualities to others to encourage them to become followers of Jesus Christ. Maybe this sounds simpler, easier than it is. Offering mercy, grace, and patience sounds easy enough. Just wait people out. But David and Nick show us that it's not always that easy. It isn't easy to be patient and graceful when your son is stealing from you. It isn't easy to be patient and grateful when he wastes thousands and thousands of dollars on drugs and rehab again and again. It's not all that easy, is it? The truth is, there are no certainties in life. There are no guarantees that an addict might not fall back on their drug of choice. But there is constancy in God's love, grace, and mercy. The patience of God to meet us where we are and wait for us to come through on the other side, even if we backslide or relapse. Even if we move backwards and sideways more often than we move forward, God waits for us and offers grace and patience over and over again. God is patient. You see, God doesn't throw people away. People are not something to be washed away, not to be sanitized out of existence. Every person we meet is a beloved child of God, a reflection of God, the very one for whom Christ is waiting. And while not all of us will experience severe drug addictions or homelessness, all of us have experienced troubling circumstances that are beyond our control. Each of us has been dealt a hard hand in one way or another. We all need some help getting back on our feet, whatever our circumstances of hardship are, and however bad dark times present themselves. You see, God will wait for us. Christ will come, welcome us with open arms. We have grace upon grace. God's patience will never wear thin on us because He will not throw us away. So maybe the question I want to pose today, and maybe we should ask all of ourselves, can we be examples of that same grace? Are we able to offer that same grace to each other? If not all the time, at least sometimes? Certainly David was not the perfect father. He even admits in the film that he's made mistakes as a parent. But he chooses to be patient with his son and offer grace upon grace again and again. If we can't be Christ-like all the time, can't we at least start by recalling the cross of Jesus? Isn't that his most extreme act of patience? Christ did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. We can start by recalling Paul's life of persecution of Christ and his church, and the patience he learned from Christ to share with a world addicted to destructive behaviors. We can at least begin to acknowledge that Christ has been so patient with us so that we might show patience toward one another. Can we simply remember to do no harm and not blame or discard others for the ways they have coped with the hard hand they've been dealt with? Can we be empathetic long enough to see that we're all coping with something difficult? If we hold fast to the idea that Christ is patient and grace-filled for each one of us, perhaps we can show that example to others. I truly believe that God inspired Paul to write to remind him and Timothy and us that if we have received Christ's patience, we should acknowledge that. Learn to share it. Learn to build a world where grace and patience will rule and where no person will ever be thrown away. Can you picture such a place? Maybe it's heaven, but in the church, it's a place to start. God grant us the vision to see that place. And may God grant us His Holy Spirit in order that we might help to make it happen. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.